Welcome to the Deeper Daily Broadcast with Pastor Paul White. We hope the good news of God's abundant grace and favor will be daily bread to your soul. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Paul.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Deeper Daily Broadcast. Glad to have you with me today. Today will be the concluding segment of the sermon we started on Monday. I want to invite you to get a copy of it. If you missed any of this week, you're going to want the whole thing. It's just one of those messages that you need. You can tell by the title, you need every day. The title is Perfect Rest in the Seven Wounds of Christ. If you don't have one of those days, you might miss the significance of one of those wounds, and we want all of the perfection and rest in Him. So I encourage you to get a copy of it. We'll send it to you free of charge just for being a faithful listener. Listen at the end how you can get a copy. Also, one more announcement. I've told you two or three times this week. We are at the Hobbs Chapel Methodist Church just south of Puxico, Missouri, off of Highway 51. That is tonight. We were there last night. We're there tonight, and we're there tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Pastor Katie Bryant and congregation would love to have you come out. I would love to meet you. Come and say, hey, I hear you on radio or see you on website or whatever, and it'd be my honor to get to be in service with you. That's the Hobbs Chapel Methodist Church on Highway, off of Highway 51, just south of Puxico, Missouri. For more information, visit our website, www.paulwhiteministries.org. Let's conclude the message. This was titled, Perfect Rest in the Seven Wounds of Jesus.
Jesus bore the nails into His hands so that it would redeem whatever you touch. Whatever you lay your hands on has been favored because Jesus suffered in His hands. Aren't you glad for that? Believers, you should live that way. You should believe that your job is blessed because you work there. Why? Because Jesus had His hands pierced so that everything my hands touch, blessed. Whatever the believer puts his spiritual hands to the plow, blessed. Believe that wherever you're at, blessings follow you. Whatever He touches it with a nail-scarred hand. He lives in you. Did you notice that Jesus could never help, but whatever He touched came alive? We tend to take alive people and make them dead. Jesus tended to take dead people and make them alive. We tend to take people that have a little spark and then put so much religion on them that they don't want to do anything anymore. Jesus took people that had no spark and fired them up. Set them free. Brought them back to life. That was His hands. Psalms 22:16. I'm trying to get you to the seventh wound. The hands and you know the next one. Hands and feet, right? The hands and feet we're not going to spend as much time on. Probably our most familiar wounds of Christ are the hands and the feet. So I want to take you to the sixth one, the feet, so we can move into something I believe the Lord showed us today about the sixth and the seventh one. Psalms 22:16. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Here's your first reference to Jesus' feet being pierced. Consequently, it's your last reference to Jesus' feet being pierced. When you get to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they don't say they pierced His hands and feet. But do you remember when Jesus shows up in the book of John and Thomas goes, I won't believe unless I can touch the wounds. Jesus says here, put your hand in the print of the nails in my hand. Touch my spear-pierced side. He never directs Thomas to his feet. But we know that the feet were pierced. It holds such a high spiritual level because the Word of God in New Covenant speaks as much about Jesus' feet as it does His hands. Particularly, because the feet are where Jesus starts and where the church starts, from the feet up. He's the head of the church, but everything Christ paid for at Calvary is under the feet of Jesus. So what Christ paid for in suffering the wounds to His feet now give us rest because of first mention. First time foot is ever mentioned in the Bible. Doves. Coincidental. Doves, you rest in the clefts of the rock. First time foot's mentioned in the Bible is Genesis 8 and 9. And the dove found no place to rest her foot. Showing us that God then places perfect rest in the foot. Perfect rest for Christ. He suffered the nail prints to his feet so that everywhere you step your foot is redeemed. Everywhere you walk, redeemed in Jesus. This is why when you walk into the room is blessed because you're there. You should believe it. Blessed because you're there. Have you noticed that? Now that you know that Jesus paid for it, get ready to notice it. I mean it. We don't notice what we don't know Jesus has paid for. Can't. Because we don't look at Him as having paid for it. We think we did it. The moment we know He paid for it, watch it explode in your life. Because it's no longer you, it's Him getting glory. He loves to get glory. Because now you'll walk in and it'll go, the place will explode because you're there. But you'll know, He hath redeemed everywhere I step my foot. This is amazing. He paid for my foot to step right here. And everywhere my foot steps, blessed by God. You're still in Psalms? Go back to chapter 8. Psalm chapter 8, verse 4. What is man that you're mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? For you made him a little lower than all the angels, and you crowned him with glory and honor. Boy, I'd love to preach that right now. No time. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. And you put all things under his feet. How? Because when Christ suffered with the nail scars to his feet, the nail wounds to his feet, he was paying for you to stand on that which you didn't have power to stand on before. Because his feet were wounded, yours can't be wounded. Do you get it? He suffered it so you can stand on it with no pain. So now you can stand on the enemies of the cross of Christ, all the enemies that hell has to throw against you, and if you stand in his feet, which have already been pierced, yours won't be. So you can keep walking. You know why there are saints falling down all the time? They can't walk this walk. Oh, this is a tough race to run. It's really, really tough when you don't see his feet as having been pierced. Because now it's you putting your foot down. Good luck. And that's the whole Christian theory in a lot of people. Good luck. Just hang on. Hope you make it. You don't have to hope you make it. The steps of the righteous are ordered of God. Through Christ. Let Christ show you where to put your foot. And then put your foot. You get righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost when you do it? Do it. Follow after Him. Go real fast to 1 Corinthians 15. We're on our way. We're on our way to the backside of the Bible. I'm going fast. I promise. 1 Corinthians. I'll read it when I get there. If you don't get there, speed up. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15, verse 25. For he must reign till he puts all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. This is why we still die. But did you know that everything else has been beat? Did you hear that? Everything else in your life has been beat. And Jesus has actually beat death. But he just hasn't yet put it under his feet. The Bible tells you in I believe it's Romans, I think it's Romans, that we wait until he sets until he makes his enemies his footstool, which means that even right now his feet are getting higher and higher and higher. The more the church comes into a revelation of the finished work, the more enemies are placed under Jesus' feet. The less the church walks in revelation of Jesus' finished work, the more power we give to the enemies of the cross. If we see them as having been purchased in the wounds of Jesus, the Bible promises you they're placed under his feet. Under his feet. Under his feet. So none of them have to be attacking you if you see it as under his feet. Now we're all going to die. I'm not going to die for close to 100 years from now. There's my amen. I agree, you agree, any two agree on any one thing? Praise God, five it. There it is. Praise God. Any two agree on any one thing? Shall be done. We amend it together. But I am gonna die, eventually, because the last enemy to conquer is death, unless I go home when Jesus comes back to get us. So I believe God for that. But we know that enemy shall too be conquered, someday, death. Because all things must be put under his feet. That's the last thing that he's put under his feet. All right? One more wound. Seventh one. Okay? Seventh wound. Jesus has died on the cross. In John chapter 20, if you want to turn there, great. If not, I'll read it to you, and we're going to keep going towards the back of our book. John chapter 20, the Bible says this in verse number 34. One of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. God is so complete. Jesus died before the seventh piercing, but seven's the number of rest. So God had a soldier come along, even though Jesus is already dead, and they knew he was dead. That's why they didn't break his legs. They still unnecessarily, by man's terms, unnecessary, the guy's already dead, took a spear and stuck it up under his ribs, and the spearhead pierced his heart. And his heart, which had been surrounded by fluid due to the stress of the cross for the last 6 hours and the beating that commenced 3 hours prior, is filled with water, a sack around his heart. When the spear pierces it, blood and water flow. The phraseology in the Greek is much more than just a trickle, but it literally is an explosion of blood and water comes flying out of his chest cavity. You and I, born in the blood and water, the blood of the cross and the water of the Holy Spirit, the church born right there from his side. Because as God lifted Adam's arm in the garden and pulled Eve out of his rib, God lifted Jesus' arm at the cross and pulled the washed and sanctified church out of Jesus' side. Okay? So now you and I now are at peace because Christ unnecessarily, he's already dead, but because it's so important, please hear this, it's so important that you not see the blood as stale, old, and gone, but you see it as flowing like a river of water. God pierced the side of Jesus so that you would not see the blood as archaic, but as a constant flowing gift. Look at 1 John. Who is that right there reading that, writing that? It's John. John says, I was a faithful witness, in fact, the very next verse. But look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Same guy. And here's what he says. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Notice the blood has a cleansing quality because it's mingled with the water of the Spirit. Blood by itself, it coagulates, changes color, worthless. But God had the blood flow perpetually with the river of the Holy Spirit flowing from the side of Jesus. So John, who remembered that, wrote down, you and I have you know the phrase in the Greek, his blood cleanses us from all sin? The phrase in the Greek is, we have a waterfall of his blood cleansing us from our sins. Isn't that great? Take a object that needs cleaned, and you want to keep it clean, put it beneath the waterfall. God is so serious about you and I staying clean in Christ that he puts us beneath the waterfall where the blood and the water flow day and night. The waterfall of God's forgiveness. You're always underneath the waterfall of God's forgiveness. Isn't that good news?
Well, that concludes the sermon entitled Perfect Rest in the Seven Wounds of Jesus. If you'd like a copy of this message, it'd be my pleasure to send it to you postage paid and free of charge because you're a faithful listener to this program. We send it to you with our blessings and our thanks. It's called Perfect Rest in the Seven Wounds of Jesus. And if you'll ask for it by that particular title, we'll know what you're looking for. We'll get it out to you on one CD. It's about an hour or so long, and it'll be a real blessing to you, I think. Come back and be with us again on Monday. Until then, this is Pastor Paul White saying God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Broadcast. To order products mentioned in today's program, write us at Paul White Ministries, P.O. Box 985, Poplar Bluff, Missouri 63902, or call us at 573-686-2414. To order online, visit our website at www.paulwhiteministries.org. May God's abundant grace and favor be with you in Jesus' lovely name.